getting back with Jordan Maxwell. We're talking about, and Catherine's, again, this is up on the website. We're probably going to do an email blast so you can see these pictures. It's pretty stark, or pretty, I don't know what the word is. It just really hits you. When I first saw this money, I'm like, oh, this is German money. I'm like, whoa, no, it's Russian money. Oh, my gosh. Because I saw the swastika. That's the first thing I saw, in the eagle and the swastika. What is going on? This interconnectedness between communism and Nazism, which is nationalism, white nationalism, whatever you want to call that. They're two coins of the same bird, so to speak, or two sides of the same coin. Jordan has done a lot of research, and a lot of his life has been connecting that. Now, out of this, and we're seeing this in our politicians, a new day That's rising. Right. Dawn of the new day. We've heard these terms, dawn of the new day, the rising sun, Japan on their flag, all these things. They mean so many, these secret societies are coming out. What does a new day mean? Dawning of the new day. What does that mean, Jordan?
It goes back to probably one of the oldest texts in the world, the Hindu, and the ancient Hindu. We have what is called the, what was that? What was the name of that? The Egyptians had it too. The Egyptian had something called the Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead. But there was also, in the Hindu, what is that city? What was that main city? It's called,
I don't know, I just
God,
be guessing.
It's terrible when you get to be 80 years old and can't think anymore. But, when Indiana Jones and the movie Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, when it's called the Tibetan, the Tibetan Book of the Dead is what I was trying to think of. And Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, when the American government contacted Indiana Jones and told him to go find the Ark of the Covenant, period. They didn't ask, they told him, you were the only one that can do it. Go find the Ark of the Covenant. And so he took the job, and where did he go first? Because he was the one man that everybody in the government knew that if it could be found, he could find it. So where did he go when he took the commission to find the lost Ark of the Hebrews? Go back and watch the movie.
He went to Nepal. Didn't he go to Nepal? He went to Nepal.
That's right. He went to Nepal, India. Why? Because he had to find a little crystal that would point where the Ark of the Covenant was buried. And who did he find in Nepal? Not only did he find a little crystal that he was looking for, but he found the Nazis were looking for it too. The Nazis were in Nepal, and they were looking for the lost Ark of the Covenant, the Hebrew lost Ark of the Covenant. And then when Indiana Jones found the crystal, he now knew where to go to find the lost Ark. And where did he go? To the Holy Land? To Israel? No, he went to Egypt. Why did Indiana Jones go to Egypt and be damned if he didn't find the lost Ark in Egypt? Steven Spielberg is a lot of things, but stupid is not one of them. He had Indiana Jones go to Tibet and then to Egypt, and then he found the lost Ark. Why did Spielberg do that? It's because I've talked to his research department. I know the people at SKG, and they said he is a stickler for getting things correct in his movies. Little small facts, he wants to make sure everything is correct. And so that's why he had Indiana Jones go to Egypt and find the lost Ark of the Covenant. Why? Because there's a whole story that's been covered up for many, many years about the Hebrew Ark of the Covenant and its connection to the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And there is something called the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which connects directly to the Egyptian Book of the Dead. But the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Tibetan Book is said to be the Tibetan Book of the Dead. But in point of fact, you will find in the reference book, it says a more correct interpretation of the words in Egypt is called the Book of the Coming Forth by Day. D-A-Y, the book of the coming forth by day, meaning the sun is the one who brings each day to us. And so the sun became the symbol for the coming forth by day. And it was written in a very strange, archaic language in the Egyptian, talking about the so-called Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, or the Egyptian Book of the Coming Forth by Day, which is used in Egypt today as a symbol for the rising sun. And this is why you ask yourself, who owns the sun? That's a critical question you need to think about. Who owns the sun that comes up in the morning? Well, if you're theologically minded or if you're religious, you might want to say that God owns the sun. Well, there's only one sun in our world, so he is the only begotten son of God. And therefore, we understand that the sun is our risen savior. Of course the sun is your risen savior, because if it doesn't come up, we're going to be dead within a month, because it's going to get awful cold and deadly here on the earth without the warmth of the sun and the energy from the sun. So the sun is your risen savior. And so it goes back to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Hindu Book of the Dead, or the coming forth by day. This is all very, very arcane stuff, which needs to be explained at least in a 2-hour step-by-step understanding of the symbols, the words that have been used in the ancient prehistoric world, and what words are being used today by the government of America and England and Russia and all over the world. The symbolism is the same. It's telling you that there's something coming, and it's very, very big, and it's very frightening in its implications when you know what these symbols really mean.
All right, let me try to, you know, in a very basic, generic, obviously we don't have 2 hours to go into this. Let me put out some things. You correct me or whatever, where you want to. So to summarize, going back as far as we can really tell through records, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, which is the book of coming forth by day, really would be a better translation. It's the idea of a dawning of a new day, that something was going to come upon this earth. Is this kind of alluding to, it's almost a religious order of a new paradigm on our whole planet, that what we perceive as life and the things that we believe in, whatever, it's going to be something totally new, something totally different, that every life as we know is going to be changed and a new paradigm is going to be brought up in its place. Would that be
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's precisely right.
And you said,
That's precisely what I see.
And you said the implications are scary. What are the implications then? That means,
well, if you realize that we were created by someone out there, somebody out there created us and caused us to be here. We humans did not just evolve. We're told that we evolved from monkeys. I say no, we're so stupid that we're evolving into monkeys. You know? Yeah. And so when you begin to see that somebody created us, and then when you hear the Marxist, Leninist, Soviet, Communist voices in America saying that there was no created, there was nothing created, it's all just by chance, we just all happen to be here, and it was all evolution. No, it wasn't evolution. Scientists, real scientists, know that the theory of evolution is demonstrably stupid and ignorant. And they will not discuss such a silly nonsense as we were just evolved. We're too complex of a society to just evolve. Somebody came here and created us. And that's a whole story in the Bible that I've gone into, and I could do it with you, and it would be an extraordinary story that most people have never heard, and it's right there in the first chapter of Genesis.
All right, let me ask you a couple.
All right there.
All right, let's do that, but let me ask you a couple. I got to go all the way back. Any of these questions a problem with you, Jordan? Is any of these questions
no.
I have are like a 4-hour lecture? Because they're so deep and they're so interesting. Let me go back even further quickly. Just answer this question quickly, and then let's get forward to what you just said. You talked about the Nazis in Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, and we've seen other movies portraying the Nazis. We're obsessed with supernatural, I guess you would call it. We're trying to find the Ark. We're trying to find Nimrod. We're trying to find, I mean, just all these kind of supernatural things. What do you know about that? Is that true?
Absolutely, and it's not really called supernatural. It's called preternatural. Supernatural simply means it's natural, but it's really natural. It's supernatural. But the word actually is preternatural, which means not of this world. Something which is not of the human world. It is something that connects us to an occult world that is not from here. And so that's what you would say about God. God is a preternatural presence in the world. It's not normal. God was not born in Alabama. Doesn't operate out of Louisiana. You know, you ask any 8-year-old, I ask them if they believe in God, and they say yes. You say, where is God? And even a child will point out in the heavens. God is out there. And then you say, well, do you believe in angels? Well, yes, we believe in angels. Where are the angels? Well, a child will tell you that the angels are with God. Well, where are God and the angels? They are out there. They point out in the sky. Well, the sky is called heaven, so that means God is in heaven. Well, the heavens, you'll see them every night. And so, therefore, an 8-year-old will tell you that God and the angels come from, quote, out there. End quote. Well, I hate to tell you this, but anything that comes from out there is not of the terrestrial, or none of this earth. They're coming from out there. They're extraterrestrial. So God and the angels would be considered to be not of this world. They're extraterrestrial, not of the earth. They may have created the earth, but they're not from the earth.
Along that same lines, were the Nazis successful with finding a lot of these preternatural artifacts? Is that what helped them on their research? Or was that,
I think that's true. I think they did find quite a bit, and they were well read on the occult world, which, of course, in the Western world, we don't know anything about what the really brilliant scientists of Nazi Germany were into. You wouldn't even begin to believe what they knew and what they were doing and what they were building. The Nazis were incredibly brilliant people. They were building all kinds of ideas and concepts for war and for taking over not just the earth, but for the whole solar system. And even today, the people who were the brains behind the rise of world Nazism are still promoting the same thing. We're still talking about a new world order, which is exactly what Hitler talked about, is exactly what the communists talk about, a new world order.
All right, let me go fast forward into our discussion from back there to what we just were talking about before we started this line. You talk about Darwinism. Now, I've said this many times, and I'm glad that you brought this up. The macroevolution, this idea that we evolved from monkeys, science, there is zero scientific, there is zero. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but there is zero hard scientific evidence of that being a fact. It's ridiculous.
That's what I said. Real scientists will tell you that's absolutely ludicrous, and it's a shame that it's a shame to even talk about today. There's no such a thing as humans evolving from apes.
How in the world
did there is a connection there. And it's right there in the book of Genesis.
Well, let me ask, then the question becomes, how did this, and you mentioned the communists, and so here's my big question on that point. You mentioned the communists, they pushed Darwinism, they put, you know, that there is no God and that we're just here and whatever, secular humanism. But you also said the communists are a tool, and the Nazis were a tool of this New World Order, these secret societies to bring in this New World Order. Now, if the New World Order understands that, you know, we didn't come from evolution. They understand this. Why are they having communism push evolution so big and the idea of no God? Why do they, why do our schools in America, why, how in the world did we allow this to be taught as fact when it's, not only is it a theory, it's not even a theory, it's not even conjecture, it's a lie.
That's right, it is. I think the reason why the communists have pushed this is because revolution has been promoted by evolution. Evolution promotes revolution. Why? Because if we just happen by chance to have evolved like a profound, highly tuned computer found on the Arabian desert out 1,000 miles from any town, it's out there in the desert of Africa, North Africa. Logic would tell you it didn't just form itself. Somebody was here with this computer and left it here. So it was actually designed by somebody to do profound things. Well, so were we. We were designed by someone. And so we could say that we were created. Well, there is this idea that we came from monkeys and we came from chimps. And I say, no, we didn't come from chimps. We're going into the world of chimps. We're acting like chimps. We're thinking like monkeys. We don't know the science behind human life. And especially what I'm concerned with is that in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, the first page tells you everything you want to know about how we got here, what is God, and how were we created. It's all encoded. It's a symbolic encoded story, which is obvious once you see it. But we have been misled into understanding things that are not true about Christianity and what the Bible says about God. And that's a whole subject we could get into another time.
Well, let's get into it a little bit. Now, you've been, and I get emails of people when you start touching Christianity or the mainstream religious thought about Christianity, people get real sensitive, and I understand that, but let's talk about some of these things in a sensitive way here. One of the most interesting things to me about the Bible you talked about, this, I heard this from you a long time, I saw it on YouTube a long time ago. Where it says Adam and Eve, they were commanded to multiply and replenish the earth. And there's a lot of religious people, they are very dogmatic in this idea that, well, Adam and Eve were the first people, and they hit, and there was nobody here, and they came to this earth, and from Adam and Eve came everybody. Okay, that's a fine idea, and I'm not trying to blow people's mind or anything, but that's not what the Bible said. That's not even what it says. Well, let's talk about that point. The word replenish says it all. Does explain that?
Yes. If you go back to Genesis 6, I think it's Genesis 6, the 6th chapter 1, 6:1, it talks about, I think it's 6:1 or 9:1. I don't recall right now. It could be Genesis 9:1. But it talks about the flood of Noah's day, Noah's flood. And how Noah had built an ark to save his family and the animals from the flood. And it says that when the flood was gone, finally subsided, that Noah's ark came to rest on dry land. And when it came to rest, it says, the Bible says, God said to Noah and his family, his wife and three sons and three daughters and three wives, that God said to the family of Noah, go forth, multiply, and replenish the earth. Back in 1960, in 61, some 60 years ago, I talked with one of the leading rabbis in America who was out of New York area, and I used to talk with him all the time. And I asked him, I said, is that a correct term? Is that word correct in the Hebrew in Genesis 9:1, where it says, God said to Noah, go forth and multiply and replenish the earth? And he said, yes, that's correct. I said, well, re means do it again. And he said, that's right, because there were people on the earth. And when God destroyed the people on the earth, but he wanted humans to be on the earth, so he wanted to replenish the earth. That's why he said to Adam and Eve, go forth and multiply and replenish the earth. Because there were people on the earth for thousands, if not millions of years before Adam and Eve were created. Adam and Eve were created by the extraterrestrials. And it's an strange story, but it's all right there. The rabbi told me back in 1960, that's a long time ago, way before Kennedy was assassinated. He said to me in a telephone conversation, he said, what you call the Old Testament, we Jews call the Torah, the Book of the Law, and it's the old ancient writings of the Hebrews. And I am telling you, as a rabbi, there is no place in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Old Testament, there is no place that says God created man. So I don't know where you get this idea that God created man, because it doesn't say that. Maybe you got something in your religion that says that, but we don't have it in ours. We don't see that at all. We know God did not create man. It doesn't say that in Genesis. Go back and read it in the original Hebrew. It says that God is El. This is why in the beginning, Genesis, not out.
Got about 40 seconds to the break. Got about 40 seconds to the break, Jordan.
In Genesis 1:1, it says in the English Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But that's not what it says in the Hebrew. And then it goes on to say in Genesis 1:28, and the God said, come, let us make man in our image after our likeness. It doesn't say, come, let us make man. That's not what it says. And we could talk about that after the break.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's make man in our image. So what you're saying is God didn't really make man, made it in our... Let's hear this on the other side. I think this is important. Very interesting also. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan Maxwell's show is his website, jordanmaxwellshow.com. You can support him. You have his library there. You can sign up for it. Just a wealth of information. So good to be with Jordan. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
I'd like to remind everybody that we have specials at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Of course, North American Urban Spice is on sale. The Grown by Nature, the selenium, the vitamin E, the multivitamins, magnesium, potassium, all these things are very important. I especially focus on multivitamin and selenium. I do. So at least start there, ladies and gentlemen, and then go from there. The Super Silver, all the Bone Active from North American, the Oreganol from North American, the Iron Earth, the Strauss Heart Drops, the, I'm forgetting, oh, REM Sleep, and REM Sleep on Auto Ship. Those two things, Strauss Heart Drops and REM Sleep. We have Auto Ship. You lock in your price, you get a discount, you get free shipping, and then we'll ship it to you every either month or 2 months, whatever you want in your order. And we may do some other things. If you have other things you request, talk to Jay about that and we can expand that. And we've made a big commitment to stock our pantry, so to speak, so that you can get these things. We're just in that time. I don't know when things are happening. I don't know when, but there's definitely change in the air in this world. And things are coming, and the life as we know it, somebody is trying to make it change. And certainly there's going to be a clash of ideas no matter what, no matter as we come out in truth and independence and the Declaration of Independence and these ideals. If these ideals are to win out, win or lose, there's going to be a great change. And truth, the universe resonates to freedom, and freedom will win. How much suffering will we have to go through for it to stay? I don't know. A lot of it depends on us right here, right now. So thepowermall.com, thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, and your thoughts and prayers. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Jordan. Jordan, did you, we're getting off track again. I don't want to go too far. I got to write down where we are because I get lost talking to you real easy.
Yeah. I know. But it's very difficult following me because I've been talking about all of these subjects for 60 years and I have so many things I've never told anyone that I've found many years ago that will blow your mind. Stuff that I've known for many years. I've never been able to tell people because nobody would be able to understand it, and I would go nowhere. I would be laughed out of town, but it's coming, and what I was talking about 60 years ago, you're now seeing it coming, and what I would say back then that people would laugh at. They're not laughing anymore. The world is becoming a profoundly evil, corrupt place. And I was talking about it 3 years before John Kennedy was assassinated back in 1960. I was giving lectures on what was coming to the world and what was going to happen. And the symbols and the emblems that would be used, the words and the terms that would be used, and how we were going to end up. I talked about that some 60 years ago, and people thought I was crazy. Well, I don't care what people think. My age at 80 years old buys me the privilege of just telling the world what I want to tell them. I don't care if they like it, if they believe it, or if they care. It just doesn't matter. I know what I have found, and I know I have been in the company of people that you have no idea that I know. And so I know what's coming.
Let me ask you, okay, let's go again. We're changing gears, but let me go there. It feels like we're in the season or in the air where there's a lot of upheaval coming, and there's a big clash of ideas and traditional values, the Declaration of Independence, you know, that we're endowed by our Creator, the Bill of Rights, all these things. It's a monumental, I mean, just huge, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers war at Helm's Deep there where they all crash in. I mean, it's like the biggest car crash in the world seems like it's about to occur, and it can't
That's
help
right.
but, Your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, if you are a U.S. citizen, if that's a important term that you fall under, you're a U.S. citizen, then you are not considered to be an American, and you have no connection whatsoever to the Bill of Rights or the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. You have nothing to do with that order at all. That's a whole totally different subject that has nothing to do with you. Because in the 1870s, the United States of America was officially dissolved. It was officially dissolved in court. And the government of the United States of America no longer existed. Why? Because we had just come through a civil war, which was extraordinarily bloody and violent, the Civil War. And so after the Civil War, it was understood by all the corrupt politicians of the day that the United States were not united any longer. We were something, but we're not united. One half of this country was killing the other half. So don't make the mistake of calling ourselves United States. We're not the United. We were very disunited. And so it was decided, well, the people, the war is over. What are you going to do with the people? People still want to eat. They're going to live, and they're going to reproduce. So what are you going to do with the people? And so it was decided by the people who ran this operation called the United States, the people who control the country, and the international bankers, the Knights Templars, the Masonic Order of Knights Templars. It was decided by them that what we would do is we'll no longer have a United States of America, so therefore we don't need a Constitution or a Bill of Rights because it does not apply anymore. We're not United States. We're disunited. So it was decided in the 1870s that we will now have something called a corporation, and the United States of America was then converted into a organization of a corporation. And it was decided that every single man, woman, and child living on the property, living on the land in North America was to be a corporation. We are nothing more than an employee of a foreign corporation. We don't have anything to do, if you're a U.S. citizen, you've got nothing to do with being an American. You're not an American. You are a U.S. citizen. U.S. is the name of a corporation like General Electric, General Motors, Exxon Oil, or any other large corporation. There's one big major corporation called the U.S. Corporation, end quote. And therefore, you are considered to be an employee of a privately owned corporation. You need to use your mind, because your brain is like a parachute. It don't work if it's not open. You need to open your mind and understand we are not Americans. We do not live in the United States of America. You are not covered by the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or any of those arrangements and documents when this country was founded. We were a republic. We're no longer a republic. We no longer became something different in 1870 to 1871. We are no longer an American republic.
Let me interject here. We've talked about this a lot on the broadcast, and you are one of the first to even bring this information out. It's probably the greatest thing you said, you know, before the show. This is probably the greatest thing you've brought out to this point in your career. You mentioned civil war. Are we staring another civil war coming in the future? Are we looking at that?
I hate to comment on that in public. I hate to comment on that in public because my gut feeling is there's not going to be a hope for the human race if there isn't another civil war. There's going to have to be some kind of a cleansing. And even biblically speaking, in the ancient world, in the Bible talks about God was cleansing the earth, and there was going to be a great flood of Noah's day to cleanse the earth because there's so much contamination that we humans have allowed to come into our country and into our culture because we were too busy drinking beer and watching basketball to understand how the educational and institutional systems of America actually work and who was running them and who owns them. And therefore, today, we are now fighting for our life in this country because our country's ideas of freedom and liberty and justice for all is gone. There is no longer any idea of being free or justice and being free to do what you want to do. There is no freedom. It is a profoundly evil system which has been developing over many years. And the people were kept ignorant, and the people were ignorant and kept ignorant in schools. The children were not being taught about their country and about the belief system that gave birth to America. Nobody seems to understand the corruption. And why? Because it's so overwhelmingly obvious that America is in the grips of a conspiratorial apparatus which is so old and ancient and well-planned and well-financed that now we have a problem. One half of America wants to be Americans with freedom, and the other half of America hates your very presence and wants to see you dead. And so this is what's going on today. There is a war. It's a cultural war between those who love peace and divinity and love God and want to do what is right, and those people who don't give a damn about human life or nothing else. They want what they want: sex, drugs, rock and roll, money, and political power. And they don't care how they get it. And so that's where we are today. There's a war going on.
You know, I've talked hours with you off air, and we've went back and forth, and I've looked at things, and I could just feel the atmosphere has turned. You know, it's kind of like, you know, in the fall when the weather, there's that day or that weekend where it turns from summer into fall. You can kind of feel that. It's like, wow, it's fall now. And it's like something has happened fairly recently where, something has turned here, and we're in a season where it's not like the old season. Something's different, and we're at the beginning of a change that I don't know where this is going to lead. It's almost like a roller coaster. You know, you go up, and then you get to the top of the roller coaster, or you're on your car, you come to the top of the hill. You know, at some point, you stop in midair, you stop. You're not going up anymore, but you're not going down. It's like you're paused before you start flying down. It's kind of like where we are. We're like at that top, stop. And we think, everything's stable. Everything's fine. We're not moving at all. No, you're paused right before you go straight down the hill here.
That's what I feel, the same identical feeling. Yeah, you're at the top, and now it's kind of nice. You can look out and see the horizon. You're so high up. We're going on a roller coaster ride you're not going to believe. It's going to be upside down and sideways, and it's going to be scary to even think about. And it's all been organized and directed. People have built they built that roller coaster knowing that they're going to do what they're going to do, and the coaster is going to follow what they have built. And so what's coming, we've already know that's been planned for us.
I'm piggybacking what you said. What you said, you talked about, hesitant to make a comment about civil war, and then you also said if there's not a civil war, it's like there is no hope. If we don't resist, it's like we're about to go downhill on the roller coaster. If we don't flip the car off the tracks, or we don't, do something, put on the brakes or stick our foot out like Fred Flintstone and slow, or something drastic doesn't happen, we're about to go down into the pits of hell.
I think that's exactly right. I don't know if I told you before, but I was a child. My mother used to tell me all the time. She's gone now, but I remember that my mom used to tell me all the time. She said, you have to remember that I am from the Carroll family, and therefore you, being my son, you are from the Carroll family. And my uncles and my aunts and all my my family were the Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
From the Declaration of Independence, the oldest surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence was Carroll.
That's right, and that was my mother's family. And she said, and you are from the Carroll family of Washington, D.C. Don't ever forget that. As a child, I didn't know what she's talking about, and I couldn't care less. But it was not till 1999 that I happened to find a book called Rulers of Evil by Tupper Saucy. And in the book, Rulers of Evil talked about how the United States was actually, in fact, founded. Who put up the money and what was actually happening. And in that book, it said that the man who financed George Washington and the Continental Congress to rise up against the British Empire, and the man who gave the money to the people of America to rise up in the revolution was a man named John C. Carroll. And then that shocked me when I read that, because I remember my mother said, you're from the Carroll family. And then when the movie came out, National Treasure, the entire movie, if you go back and watch it, is the story of the Carroll family. The whole story is about John C. Carroll, the first man who financed the American Revolution, and he's the only Catholic who signed the Declaration of Independence, and that was my mother's family, the Carroll family. So it's in my blood to want to protect my homeland, want to protect my country, but even more so want to protect the human race. And like the founders of the United States of America said, we have a chance now to change the course of humanity with this new United States of America standing up for freedom and liberty and justice. We have a chance to bring about a whole new world. And so, but that didn't work because the people were ignorant, ill-informed, and only about one, it was considered to be about 1% or 2% of the males living in the colonies took up arms against the criminals in England. Only about 1 to 2% of the male population fought in the American Revolution. Most people were staying home, and if they'd had a TV and some cold beer, they'd have been watching TV and couldn't care less. But it was a handful of people who had the intellectual acumen to understand, you don't stand up and fight now, your life is over. Your children's life is over, and you will never experience freedom on the earth ever again. If you don't stand now for this, then you will fall for anything.
This is a very pointed question. I don't know, maybe you're hesitant to even talk about that. What you just said, the comparison, are we at the same point now? Is it 1770 all over again? If we don't stand now, our family, our grandchildren, they will never know freedom. If we do not stand now and flip this rail car off the rails or whatever, if we do not stand, there is no future with freedom in it. Is that accurate?
There is no future with freedom in it, period. And people tell me, well, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. I said, yeah, it's a train coming. Wake up.
What can people do? So they're listening to this. Is it just, hey, time to hunker down with your family, trying to get informed, try to spread knowledge, how are people supposed to take what you just said?
I think you need to do, the only thing I can see that might help change the destiny of the human family, because the destiny is locked in. We are totally locked into a dark and evil destiny. And the word that we use all the time, like Illuminati, the secret societies, these people are organized. They're extraordinarily intelligent. They have put their whole life in the hands of the dark force.
Yeah, they're convicted. You know, to piggyback, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jordan, but I just have to put this in. They're convicted. They have conviction about their religion. And the people who call themselves Christians or people who call themselves American, we're not convicted about nothing except, like you said, beer and the football game.
That's exactly right. These people know they're on a war. They are now in a war with the human society and the human race, and if you don't destroy it now and corrupt it now, you're going to pay a horrible price when the people find out who you are and what you've done and how all of this bloodshed and wars and corruption has all been well organized, orchestrated, financed, and directed by secret societies who operate right in front of you, and you didn't even know it. You didn't even see it. Why? Because you weren't looking. You don't care. You don't care about your country. You don't care about what's going on. Well, one day you're going to wake up and find out, you know, what you thought you had is gone. That's in the scriptures. The Bible says, my people are dying from a lack of knowledge. The scripture in the Old Testament says, where there is no vision, the people perish. That's what we are looking at now. There is no vision. People don't see anything. And what they do see, for those who are awake, and most are not, they're still slumbering in their sleep. They don't want to be awake. They want to watch their television and watch their sitcoms and drink their beer and do what they want to do because they don't care about the future. Why? Because they don't know anything about it. They never learned how to read. They don't know how to think logically.
Well, people will. Let me interrupt you. Let me do interrupt you on this, because we only got a few minutes, and I don't want people to get depressed after they hear all this. But I think it's important that they hear what you're saying. One of the biggest things I'm upset about is this public school system that people, they can't even see the evil. I mean, you talk about evil. They're teaching four-year-olds that they're not a male or female anymore. They're having 11-year-olds do unspeakable things in class. I mean, this is going on now, and if you're not pulling them out now, you think you're a person of morality. What do they have to do to your children before you say no? I mean, I don't know. I don't know
what
else to say.
That's my point. One day you're going to have to deal with what's coming. And you don't want to talk about it because it has nothing to do with you. You're happy. You got a job and you're making money and you got your family. But one day you're going to have to deal with the tyranny that's been built up for hundreds of years to destroy you and your country, and your whole philosophy of life is going to be destroyed off the face of the earth. And when you see the secret societies who are financing, organizing, directing this, it's going to be an extraordinary awakening for the whole world, and people are going to be shocked.
Let me make a declaration here, because we have power, and we've done this several times. There's only a minute or two left. You are one of the absolute preeminent voices in research and this movement and knowing what's going on and detecting the occultism in the world, the hidden stuff that we're seeing. And I'm going to make a proclamation and a declaration that those who love truth, who really love truth, and those listening, and our audience does, and our audience is special, And I declare that they are commissioned now to stand and see the truth, that the heavens will open, and that their mind may be open to the reality of what they're dealing with, and that they may see their enemy, but they all may also may see their salvation. And as they see their salvation, they may spread that light and power and truth and protection and dominion may come upon them now, and that your voice, wherever you go, maybe people may be open to hear it, Jordan, and that when they hear your voice, that the divinity within them, the inheritance they've been given, that what has been passed down in the greatness of this country, in the Declaration of Independence, a fire will burn in them, and the power that is in each one of us will be awakened, and that those who will are willing to stand and want to see truth, whether they give their life, whether they live their life, whether they whatever, they will be redeemed. They will be protected, and a way will be made that they will walk through on dry ground on what is about to happen. And a remnant will come.
I think that is precisely what's going on today. And that's why I am so committed to continue, even after 60 years of trying to get people to listen. I've always, in the back of my mind, felt that I'm trying to empty the Pacific Ocean with a cup. But I want to do this because it's so important. People need to know.
God bless you. In the name of God Almighty, all this is happening now. It is done. It is done. It is done. Ladies and gentlemen, you are the front line. I just commissioned you. You're all commissioned in the name of God. I don't know what else to say. Jordan, it's an absolute pleasure, my friend. We've got about 20 seconds. Last word is yours.
Yes, I would like to say go to my website, Jordan Maxwell Show, and join my research website. All my work is there. My research website on my home website, which is Jordan Maxwell Show.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Cass Ingram tomorrow. I think we're going to try to get Fetzer on to talk about the shootings. Obviously, he's right on this type of stuff. God bless you. Absolute pleasure, Jordan. You take care, my friend. God be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.